kind of like a business approach to it. I'm trying to work on an acquisitions proposal here in order to get a person of interest who is going to then buy into my business.
Hello, friends. You see what I did there. So I want to get straight into the episode today and talk a little bit. Today's episode is going to be about friendship. And, you know, like kind of growing up and the growing pains of, you know, friendship as we get a little bit older. And I wanted to start off just with normally when especially as of late, when I try to think of what we can talk about in the podcast, I try and relate it to something that's going on in my life at the time. So, you know, as I've mentioned or as we've mentioned now, I'm about to, you know, I'm leaving the next couple of days to go for a trip around Europe, which means I'm leaving Thailand. And we don't intend on coming back here. And obviously that's awoken a lot of emotions in me. And, you know, being what I like to believe an introspective dude, I've been thinking a lot about like, you know, like what's making me feel sad about leaving, right? Because Thailand will always be here. And, basically what's happened is in the past, I would say over the past year, I've started playing touch rugby here in Thailand, and I have made, I've made like a connection to this community. There's a few people particularly that, you know, stand out that I've gotten really, really, really close to, and they've become, you know, like really, really genuine friends. And, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to value that more and more, because I'm actually finding for me personally, the older that I get, the harder that I'm finding it to make friends, make new friends, meaningful friendships, connections. And I just wanted to kind of just unpack that a little bit, you know, just talk about, you know, our perception on friendship and, you know, everything like that. So if any of the touch friends are listening, guys, I am going to miss you. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to shout out names because I don't want to hurt people's feelings or anything, but you know who you are. I've made like really close connections to certain people, and it's been very, very special. And it hurts my heart. You know, it really, really hurts my heart. I know there's online, Tev, you and I haven't seen each other in a hot minute, and you know, arguably yes, our friendship is better than it's ever been. And that's something we'll talk about a little bit later as well. But I wanted to open up just by asking you a question. Has your perception on friendship changed, like maybe since you've moved overseas or as you've gotten older, or any direction you really want to take it?
It most definitely has. I've had to really realign with what the broad sense of having friendship is. And I think we've both been in very privileged positions where we've been able to make friends or expand on friendships that were essentially the foundation of our schooling. High school, varsity, whatever our initial community of friends were, I've had to kind of rethink the idea of what that looks like in a practical sense since moving over these. Especially, I found that I've almost been closed off, and that's I don't think largely all down to my part. I think you really need a receptive audience in order to build some kind of relationship, or at least at the very basis of it, some kind of rapport, which I found very difficult here in the UK. I've been fortunate though to come across a few people along the way. So the friends that I've made through Lisa and some of her work colleagues, that's been really nice. As well as other Africans that I've been fortunate to meet and come across and now hang out with, that's been a big lifesaver. But I think how I see friends has changed. So I can't imagine it to be as easygoing. So that's the first thing. It's not as easygoing to make friends. It's not as easy to work from a reference point, because we don't have the same lived experience anymore. I'm starting from a completely chalk and cheese point of view. So it's almost like recruitment in a way. So it's more of a business kind of like a business approach to it. I'm trying to work on an acquisitions proposal here in order to get a person of interest who's going to then buy into my business ethos, essentially, to then
Yeah.
all the friends you're from. And yourself?
First of all, if the people are watching, I don't know if you noticed Tim and I are wearing the same color shirt, all very similar. You know, this is what friendship looks like. It was a completely unplanned, I swear, but we like wearing matching clothes. Yeah, I mean, if that's not friendship. Yeah, like I said, I've actually found it very, very difficult to make friends here. And it's not for lack of people, you know, there's a lot of people here that you can make friends with, but you know, I found like you know, I think we go through stages in life, right? So I think when we adolescence, when we're in kind of high school, I think it's easier to make friends, A, because you're surrounded by a lot of people all the time. Immediately, people around you are your age, which already helps because you're at the kind of, I guess, the same phase in your life. And also you're figuring out like who you are as a human being, when you're a teenager, and you're a lot more, I think, flexible in who you are as a person. And it then makes it easier to be friends with different, you know, different people that are all around you. And then I think you move into the next phase of your life where you're kind of a young adult. And I think you start solidifying who you are. And it actually starts getting a little bit more difficult to make friends because you have more of an idea of what you want out of your friendships, or at least who you want, who you surround yourself with. You become quite driven in your ideals. Like when you're a teenager, you don't really care about, you know, I mean, there's certain fundamental things obviously that you have to agree with as the people that are around you, but you're not gonna like not be friends with someone because they have a different ideology, you know. Like that's when you're a teenager, you don't care about stuff like that. But when you're a young adult, I think that stuff starts to matter. And now as we kind of, I guess, I don't know if middle age is probably not the right, but maybe it is. I don't know what you classify that age. But now we're getting older, and you know, you and I, both of us are married, moving into the next phases of our lives, and you have less time, right? So you, because you have to divide your time up between work, your wife, your, if you are having your prospective future family, your future planning, all that kind of stuff. So you become a lot more selective, or I find I've been a lot more selective of my time, right? Like I don't actually feel like I have time to waste anymore, you know? And I know like both of us growing up, like at school, we were like the guys, you know, like we were like friends with everyone. Like I think both you and I were kind of like, we were in every friend group, you know, that we had time to kind of chill. A lot of people in our grade were like this, but you know, I particularly remember like you and I like really being able to integrate into any group of people that, you know, at break, you know, we were those kinds of like, I guess, chameleon friends, if you want to call it that. And I found it really, really easy, right? I found it really easy. I found everyone relatable. It was super easy, but I'm really struggling at the moment with that. And I wanted to ask you, you know, you mentioned that you have you kind of see it now almost as like a business proposition, or like a you know, you kind of like almost making a proposal for like friendships or whatever. But so my first question is, A, do you find it difficulty? Are you finding difficulty in making new friends? I know you did mention it, but you know, but B, as a result, are you feeling lonely? Because, you know, like I have been, you know, and it's nice to have your partner, and I love Katya Dealey, and she is probably my best friend, but you know, like there's definitely a sense of loneliness, and that's also like now that I'm leaving, I'm actually really sad to kind of like go into that space again. I don't know if this is something you can relate to, or if it's something maybe that you've improved on, or anything you can suggest.
No, I definitely relate. I think since coming over to the UK, obviously the core set of friends from back home, I still am in touch with. I think it's a lot harder because now you have to schedule in time. I think previously it's a case of I ring you up, hey, what you doing this weekend? I can meet you. There's a possibility. There's the option. And then once that geographical space has changed, it then becomes a lot harder. So I still chat to my friends, slightly less frequently, but it is hard, man. It's hard. Since coming over here, I think quite similar to you, Lisa and I've become like intertwined. We join by the hip, which is a great thing because we do love doing a lot of things together. And we've found adventures to go on, which make it amazing. I think that was a consideration for the job prospect. So I know trying to find friends or making friends at work is generally one of the easy ways to start building a community. I think that's one aspect of it. I've definitely found it harder to make friends. I can tell you probably on one hand the amount of new friends that I've made in the UK since moving over about a year ago. And it is hard because when you are so accustomed to being able to integrate so easily before, it's almost starts putting a spotlight on yourself, which isn't always accurate or true, but you start reflecting on whether or not you have the skills, or maybe it's an internal thing about you not being able to not have the skill set anymore to get that initial rapport going and that basis to build a friendship from. It's definitely been a readjustment to what my friendship circle looks like. I think that's the major consideration. So I've gone from having this big pile of friends to now just having like a handful of which I speak to virtually majority of the time. Mm-hmm. And then most of the time it's me and Lisa meeting up with a few friends here and there. So
okay,
really tough, man.
Yeah, no, I get that. But you actually, funny enough, how we came, also another reason why we wanted to talk about this, you found a thing on LinkedIn about like friendships in the office. You want to shed some light on that so we can...
It was a poll that was being run on LinkedIn, and it was a question asking, are best friends or are friends in the office a necessity? And
okay,
I would just naturally think, yes, it's a big benefit.
I would say
have
yes,
a friend.
Yeah.
It's very important because of how much time you spend in the workplace. You also want to go into a space where you're firstly welcomed, secondly appreciated, thirdly you have some kind of soundboard or someone that can share your experience with, someone that you can shoot the breeze with, etc. And the funny or the surprising thing was that the majority of the people said, no, I'm here to work. Work is work. Work and friendship shouldn't mix. I need to trust my coworkers more than I need to be friends with my coworkers.
Okay.
I found that very surprising. I don't know if it's something you agree with, something you disagree with.
I kind of feel like you spend so much time at work, you may as well like make friends there, you know. I made some really great friends working back home in South Africa. Although to be fair, the person that I was probably closest friends with back home, we also studied together. So, you know, but outside of her, we even made other friends I made some really close friends at that school. Same thing, both schools. Yeah. I made some really, really close friends because I kind of feel like that's what you need, you know. I think maybe the teaching profession's a little bit different. You work with so many people that arguably friendships are maybe not that important because you have lots of interpersonal relationships that you develop with students and so on. Right. But yeah, I do think it's necessary. But I actually wanted to now ask you then, you know, when we're younger, the expectations that we have of our friends is very easy to fulfill. Kind of just be there, make me laugh, and let me sleep over at your house on Friday nights kind of vibe, or, you know, or something like that. Or as you get a little bit older, your expectations are, hey, do you do the same things as me? Do you play football? I play football. Do you smoke weed? I smoke weed, or I drink, or whatever. Okay, those are your expectations, right? And your closer friends, the other expectations develop over time, you know, as you start to realize how you can depend on these people. But do you have specific expectations now that you hold of your friends? And also, has this changed? Like, maybe from when you were younger, or like maybe now, you know, you're married, so you get certain things from Lisa, so you don't need those kinds of things from your friends? Or do you have like any kind of like non-negotiables, but real expectations of your friends that you have now that maybe you didn't have before?
I think previously I've been quite a liberal person when it came to friendships. Like, man, If you have a great energy, I'd like you to be within my circle. I think the older we get, there needs to be some consideration for, I guess, ideology, lack of a better phrase. So, in looking at where you, what your perspective on the world is, I think that plays a part these days. So, like, sharing similar interests is a very important part, but what else are you looking? How are you looking at the world? I think maybe that's a better way
Yeah.
to phrase it. Like your perception of the world. Also, I think a key consideration at this stage of my life is the whether people have ambition or not. So I think
Okay.
previously it's cool to just like enjoy the vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the one consideration, but do you kind of I'm going to be on a similar roadmap, and I want to see that in 10 years' time, Tyler is doing X with his life. He's looking to further himself in his career by doing A, B, and C. He wants to see himself there. He'd like to say, have a family. It's something that I'd like to almost not necessarily match up to, but have some familiarity with. So I know that
Yeah.
you're en route to something. I'm also en route to something. It makes our shared conversation, our shared interests, and our development as a friendship a lot
Yeah.
stronger. So if
Yeah.
someone, and that's the curious thing. So when I go back to South Africa to go visit for a holiday, I want to see if any of the friends or the people that I've left there are in the exact same position as before I
Yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Because I want to see some kind of growth, some kind of development. So
Hey, no
that's probably the
pressure to
standout
your
factor.
homies.
Hey, what about you? Do you find that you have a bit stricter criteria for your friendships?
I think similar to you, I quite like the idea of like progress or growth, and not necessarily in the sense of like you need to have gotten 3 promotions over the past 3 years, you know, to be my friend. Like, not really like that, but I mean, like, any active pursuit, like if you're pursuing anything really, like even if that looks like, you know, you quit your job to pursue like a business venture that you wanted to go on, you know, like it's not really like a criteria. Like, it's not like I look at my friends and I'm like, if you don't do this, we can't be friends anymore. But it's like naturally I find that I'm drawn closer to people that are that have aspirations and that are trying to do things, you know. Like, I like, for me, I found like now that I'm getting older, like I really like being around people that are like, you know, like just interesting people that I can have like cool conversations with, people that are going to teach me something, you know, and like where I'm going to feel like better for having spent time with you, you know, like I'm going to feel like, you know, like, yeah, we, even if that is like we just were laughing, but we were just able to like, you know, just to talk. And actually, I'm finding like now, and it's not, I actually find I have different expectations in different friendships, but like my closest friends, I also need to be able to like open up to them. And you know, like I don't like the idea of like being like, if I'm trying to be expressive about an emotion, that I'm ridiculed for that because it's like not manly or whatever it is. Like, I don't really have time for that kind of, you know, like rubbish anymore kind of thing. And you know, I think that kind of, that's super important to me as well. And you know, like, just like, you know, they say that thing, like if you are the smartest in your friend group, then maybe it's time to find another friend group. You know, and I know it hurts and stuff, like, but just sometimes that's just the way it is. And it, sometimes it's just better for everybody if like, you know, you kind of just, you move on with the, you move on. And it's not even like you have to have like a friendship breakup. I actually think it happens naturally. You end up, you know, kind of diverting, you know, like away from like those friendships. And it's no like offense to anyone or anything, you know, that's not what everybody's looking for, you know. And I think it's just something that, again, and it's like, this is the same thing now about why I'm so like sad to leave, is like you almost worry like, am I going to be able to find the same kind of
Just,
people,
yeah.
you know, like am I going to find this again, you know. And it's really, really gotten me quite thinking quite a lot, you know. And you know, I always remember somebody once telling me when I left the school, you know, I was like, I'm going to miss these kids, they're so special. And they're like, look, these kids are special, but I promise you, you're going to go to another school and you're going to find that
Yeah.
those kids are special too. And it's been true. I've found like special students everywhere I go. And I kind of feel like the same thing will happen with friends, you know. And you also need to give yourself like the credit. Like if you've made these good friends, it means that you've earned them because you've been a good friend as well. You know, and, I'm just trying to remember that. But to end off, I sent Tev a BuzzFeed quiz. And basically the quiz is that it says, tell us what kind of, tell us how you make your pasta and we will tell you what kind of friend you are. So I'll go, basically it goes through these steps. So I'll do mine first. So it gives you selection of a pasta shape. I chose spaghetti. It asks you what pasta sauce you'd like to make. I said carbonara. It asks you to choose a vegetable. I chose onions. It asks for a protein. I chose grilled chicken. It asks for another vegetable. I chose broccoli because I'm all about the protein. It asks about cheese. I chose cheddar because, you know, I'm a strong guy like that. A special ingredients. I didn't choose any because I don't like the look of any of these in my pasta. And lastly, it chooses what kind of bread you'd like to serve. And I chose garlic knots. And now it then tells you what kind of friend you are. And I'm going to tell Tev what it is, and he's going to tell me if he thinks this is true. So it says, you are the mom friend of the group. You're always taking care of your friends, and you love doing it. You also are the one who hosts everyone all the time and always carries emergency supplies during a night out. And funny enough, it's got a thing of Monica here, like being overbearing.
Her friends.
I don't know if this is a true reflection.
That is quite accurate, actually. You especially hit the nail on the head when you're hosting. I recall a lot of our time towards the back end, of just before you left, was you hosting a number of fun dinners. But you are, I think you've, and I think I've expressed this to you a number of times. You're the mom, or you're the parent of our group. You're the one that had taken the lantern forward, and we kind of follow according to you, the steps that you've taken. So you've been the parent of our social group. I think
so surprising because I've done some really irresponsible things as a dude. So like to think that I like, you know, not so much anymore, but wow. Okay, so now thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now run through yours. Tell me, what did you choose?
Okay, so in running through my list, first, choose a shape of pasta. I went with tagliatelle.
Okay.
The pasta sauce I'd like to make, I chose Alfredo. Choose a vegetable that you most definitely need to add. Of the list of options, I went for bell peppers. Adding a protein, I chose grilled chicken. Adding another vegetable to go on top, I chose mushrooms. What kind of cheese would you definitely want to add? I chose mozzarella. The special ingredient I wish to add, I said heavy cream.
Ish.
And lastly, the kind of bread that I'll be serving with it, I chose focaccia. And
okay.
As a result, the algorithm has said that I'm the party animal of the group. And how about that? It says you're always making your friends have a good time with you, and no party starts without you. I don't think that's accurate.
I would say I remember, and I think a lot of people can attest to this, like you are, and I used to tease you about this a lot, but you were just friends with everyone. I just remember even afterwards in high school, like we go to like Jollies and you just knew everyone and you were just friends with everyone and you were always so busy. I'm like, let's hang out. You're like, no, Saturday I have to go to this guy's birthday and then I'm going to this person's this and then I'm going to this person's that. So although I don't think you're a party animal in the conventional sense of like drinking and that kind of party animal, but I definitely think that you were the dude at every party and you were just like that socialite. So I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if it's still like that. You're saying you're struggling a bit in terms of making those kind of friend connections, but yeah, BuzzFeed seems to know what's up.
Duvet these days, man. Like up Duvet, DJ Prolo. That's the party I'm attending. But yeah, that's a really cool quiz. So thanks for sending that through. For those of you that would like to go and try your hand at it, that is on BuzzFeed and it's titled Tell Us How You Make Your Pasta and We'll Tell You What Kind of Friend You Are.
Yeah, yeah. And I just wanted to say to you, Tev, like thanks for, you know, this podcast has been like quite a lot, meant quite a lot to me in terms of like you know, like friendship and, you know, the stuff that we've been able to do together, just having these kinds of discussions and whatever, it really does help. Now over the next few weeks, I'll be seeing quite a lot of friends over the next few months, actually. And, you know, I really do. Yeah. It means a lot to me having you like throughout this time, being able to do this kind of thing together. It's really been awesome. And just like having the space and the freedom to, you know, like we're just doing our own thing here. And we are 40 episodes in. Like I was thinking it's a lot, you know, and it's felt like nothing. And I think that's just a reflection of doing this with a friend. And those people that are still here and listening to us, you know, I consider these people my friends as well. They probably know more about us than we know about them at this point in time. But I still feel like a genuine connection to each and every person that even just reaches out to me and they're like, yo, you know, enjoyed this episode, didn't enjoy this. I haven't got much of that, but in general, like so I appreciate everyone that's part of the Big Vibe journey. And special shout out to you. So thanks, my boy.
No, man, I just want to echo those sentiments. I think this place, this platform has been a really special place, not only because I've been quite surprised at how we're able to draw out conversations from very small pieces of content or titles or anything that we come across, and we've actually managed to create a whole conversation from it. But it's also been a place where I can, I guess, break down my layers, open up like an onion.
Yes.
Been a vulnerable space for a number of topics, and that's aided in my growth. So I really appreciate you making a space for that. And similarly with the people that we've managed to interact with, people that are sending messages, people that are giving us calls, that kind of thing, it's highly appreciated. The latest one, Miss P, Nicole,
okay,
I can call you that since we're grown folks now. But so thanks for your feedback for the Saudi episode. That was really, really cool to hear the feedback there, and the interest that was brought in from that episode. So again, thanks to everyone that's been a part of this. We are actually hoping to continue to grow our community. I think we're really close for reaching a milestone of ours.
We're really
looking by 50 episodes, I'm going to say it now, 50 episodes, we're looking to at least have 100 subscribers on YouTube. So if you're able to help us get to that milestone, it'll mean a big, big, big thing for us. And don't forget all of our social channels, Spotify, we're going to have the poll, as well as just letting us know which part of this episode you really enjoyed, TikTok, our website. Don't forget to go on those respective channels and engage with us, man. Really do appreciate it.
And I guess we will see you guys same time next week. And thank you for listening, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. All your friends, all of you who are our friends, thank you. We'll see you again.
Cheers.